Nachonim have a shayla chakira in the din of kaifer. This like kaifer goes to the yarshim of the one who was killed. What's the get of that din? Is it the pshat that really the chiyuv is to the mace, but being that the mace is not here, therefore his yarshim get it and he din yerusha? So it's a chiyuv to the mace, and then the yarshim that chiyuv. Or is the pshat that the chiyuv goes directly to the yarshim? There's no chiyuv to the mace at all because he can't give money to the mace. But when the shor caused this person to die, so the Torah says you're mechuyev to give the kaifer directly to the yarshim. It's a direct chiyuv to the yarshim. And there's different stadim and achanim, different shitas and achanim, how to understand this. But from this gemara, the achanim bring a raya that lechar it's a raya to the second side. That's a direct chiyuv. I'm sorry, a raya to the first side. That's a din yerusha. The chiyuv goes to the mace and then the yarshim yarshim, because the gemara says that Rabbi Kiva on the bottom of the amud, the gemara says that we make a drasha on the ma ish nizak of yarshim af isha nizakel yarshaya. Affecting my beserv Rabbi Kiva lo yarish labal. Does the baal not yarish in his wife? Atani v'yarish esav mekam shabal yarish his ish. Tadi Rabbi Kiva. And the Gemara answers: Amar shalakish lo yamar ela b'kayfer ha'bein mishtam la'achem misa v'havli roi ben abal neitel b'roi ki b'muchzak. The Gemara explains: we're talking about kayfer. Kayfer is only mishtam la'achem misa, and therefore it's considered roi, and the baal does not take b'roi ki b'muchzak. So if the Gemara is saying that the baal doesn't get the kayfer because it's considered roi, then l'chay that's a raya that this is working in din yerusha, that the chiyuv really goes to the isha, the mace, and then the baal would yarshin it. But being that it's considered roi, the baal can't yarshin his wife just like he can't yarshin any roi. But if the pshat is it's a direct chiyuv to the yarshim, then who cares if it's roi? That's not working megidda yerusha, so why would roi be an issue? So this is l'chay a very shtaka raya that it's a chiyuv to the mace, and then the yarshim yarshin it, and therefore you have to follow the regular dinim and gedarim of yerusha, and the baal won't take b'roi. L'chay the to answer up the other achrenim, those who hold that it is a chiyuv to the yarshim. You could say the Pshat and the Gemara is like this: that Avada the Chiyuv is a direct Chiyuv to the Yarish. It's not working with Din Yerusha from the Mace. But who is considered the Yarish? What gives you a Shem Yarish? Who has a Din Yarish? Gabi Kaifer. Who is the person that the Torah says that the Chiyuv Kaifer goes to? That is Tali. If you have a Din Yarish, Gabi regular Din Yerusha. If you're called a Yarish, Gabi regular Din Yerusha, then the Torah says, well, we give the Kaifer to you because you're a Yarish. But if you don't have a Din Yarish, Gabi regular Din Yerusha, then you're not the Yarish that the Torah gave it to. So being that the Baal does not have a din yarish shagabi roi, he's not neitel b'roi ki b'muchzik, so he does not have a din yarish shagabi kaifer, and therefore the Baal wouldn't get it. So it's not the pshat necessarily that the money is a chiyuv, the chiyuv goes to the mason, and the Baal yarshins it. No, it could be a direct chiyuv to the yarish itself, himself. But if you are not a person who would be neitel regular din yerusha, because you're not neitel b'roi ki b'muchzik, therefore you don't have a din yarish shagabi kaifer, and the direct chiyuv of kaifer would not go to the Baal as well.